Representative Mazur.
Thank you, Senator. I feel that at this particular point, the vote, if you're asking for a vote today, without a completed report, I would be failing in my duty as a representative to cast a vote in the affirmative without a completed report. I just feel like, oh, I have a fiduciary responsibility to the citizens of Maine to have as much information as possible before I cast a vote on such an important item as this. And if we have to come back in November, so be it for this item. I don't, if it's that important, then I think this committee can reconvene in November when the report is done. So I would tell you right now, without the report being completed, I'm probably going to vote no. I really do, and it's just the way I feel, and I think I have that duty to my the people who elected me to this office.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Senator. I think this has been a very controversial issue. It's been around 20, 30 years, whatever it is. I know you've had an awful lot of meetings, had a lot of compromises. To me, the common sense thing is, it's done in good faith. You got this agreement all on the table. Once you get a developer, why then sign it? You know, but right now, you know, we're a little uneasy. Maybe both sides are a little bit uneasy of the other. But wait until you get a developer. Seems like if it's all the T's across and the I's are dotted, why, once the time comes, if everybody's still in agreement, if it's a good faith agreement, why, it should go right through. But again, I think I'm, along with everybody else, a little uneasy right now with the status quo.
Thank you. Representative Fisher.
Yeah, I do. One of the hard things about being here is nothing is black and white. Your comments, something to think about, but I'm not sure if I was somebody with deep pockets and could develop that I'd want to put the kind of money in a study without knowing whether or not this agreement was going to be signed. That's a big investment. That's a curse of it all. I have the same discomfort with signing a document that we haven't seen the whole of yet. A couple of thoughts come to mind. This is a beautiful island. There's absolutely no question about it. It makes me feel good that two parties could occupy this island. I have a comfort level with the thought of two parties occupying this island with diverse interests, both being able to enjoy what that island has to offer. I just wish it was something that both parties truly committed to. I don't think the one party is. I have a great comfort level with Maine Coast Heritage Trust being the holder of that easement. They have a great tradition on the coast of Maine. They've done a great job. There are other parties I don't have that comfort level with. There's something that we really haven't talked about today. This is an environmental thing, in large part. We're very worried in the state of Maine, or at least many are very worried about endangered species. One endangered species you haven't talked about today is the working man in Maine who can make a living. There aren't many left unless they want to work two or three jobs. Another endangered species are businesses that can make a living. In Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic Railroad is one of those. They're not doing well now. They're owned by an outside interest. We continue to invest, but for how long? If they drive those investments up, what's going to happen to those people who are making a living moving to the mainland? Don't change that to Maine, Montreal, to Atlantic Railroad. Better yet,
Representative Peoples, and then we'll conclude.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I've been sitting here thinking this through and listening to the other committee members discuss it, I guess I'm kind of torn two ways. I think that if both parties adhere to the agreement, it would be a real boon for the state. I think that even a port could be considered something of an environmental boom, because what it would be doing is taking a great deal of traffic off the roads and out of diesel-burning trucks, putting it on the railroads and moving it across the state in a much more environmentally friendly manner. But I also agree with everyone else who said that without a final report, and, you know, frankly, I've come to this rather late because this is just my first term. And I'd like to be able to study the document a little bit more before I vote on it. So I think, what would happen if we didn't vote on this today? Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. That's what I wanted to end this particular section on with my comments on it.